All right, 3, 2, 1. How's it going, everybody? And welcome back to Nerd Stuff with Ian 2.0 podcast. And as always, I'm your host, Ian. And today's episode, as you guys have already read, we're going to talk about Batman Mr. Freeze Sub-Zero. And I told you guys I would talk more about the Batman the Animated Series movies. I've just kind of been a little bit busy and trying to, you know, do that. Been a little bit. I'm going to see, you know, what else I can rock out real quick and then, you know, finish up the month. So this is realistically when it was made, it was supposed to be kind of the transition movie between Batman the Animated Series and the New Adventures of Batman. That was what it was supposed to be. And that's kind of where it was, because when the movie came out in 97, the New Adventures of Batman had already came out. And they were still using the old Batman the Animated Series style, which a lot of people liked, but they'd already done the transition to the new style. So another reason for it getting kind of delayed was, if everybody remembers the movie Batman and Robin with Arnold Schwarzenegger being Mr. Freeze, that was essentially what kind of, best way to put it, shelved that movie for an extra year. It should have come out in, I think, what, 96, I believe? But it just, because of that, it got delayed, and then they were like, well, let's just release it. You know, it just, of course, it didn't do very well. But looking at it as a retrospective, just to kind of go over kind of this, the plot of the movie. So the plot of the movie, you know, there is this, you know, random group of scientists that come in and are searching for essentially Mr. Freeze and some tech, or actually not even Mr. Freeze, they're searching for the submarine. It just happens to be where they're at. Mr. Freeze is living out in Antarctica with a little kid who, you know, living out there, and they're surviving. Of course, Mr. Freeze survives perfectly fine. He's going, and they end up just running across him. They mess up a lot of stuff. Mr. Freeze has Nora there, and Nora's capsule gets broken open that she's been safely stored in. And Mr. Freeze, just being who he is, he's like, you know what? I gotta figure out a way to save Nora, but not before I get some revenge. And ends up freezing that whole crew. Like, he just handles business. Like, there's no, like, there's, he just had no time for it. And one thing I'll say off the jump, animation-wise, it's beautiful. The people that worked on it, they put money into it. And I'll talk more about it at the end, but definitely, ooh, it is crisp, is a good way to describe it. So that essentially starts it. Mr. Freeze ends up having to go to an old buddy of his who worked on the cryogenic, you know, formula with him, and would be the only other person that could save Nora's life. He unfortunately happens to have a gambling problem. His stuff is going wrong. And essentially, he wants to gouge Victor Freeze, or Mr. Freeze, essentially. Because he knows, hey, I can get that money. Like, just give me time. He's trying to tell, you know, his agent and his bookie, like, dude, I can get you the money. So just don't pressure me too much more. You know I'm good. So, of course, he convinces Mr. Freeze to do a lot more than necessary when Mr. Freeze had kind of left the world alone. You know, after his battles with Batman, he left. You know, he'd gotten his justice, and there was nothing left for him to truly have at the end of the day with the main world, especially with Batman and Robin. So what comes up from it is that, you know, the doctor, his friend who helped him out with the cryogenic process, goes, we need a blood match because she's only going to get warmer. at this point. There's no turning back. You know, her seal has been broken, and her disease, you know, there's a way to do it, but it's going to involve a blood transfusion. And one of the likely candidates happens to be Barbara Gordon. Now, I am just kind of just going through some stuff as I'm talking about it. And she happens to be, you know, of course, Batgirl. And Mr. Freeze just being himself, he's like, all right, well, I gotta save my wife. I can't care about somebody else. I have to, you know, go forward and do it. So he starts, you know, causing problems, and Batman and Alfred are Batman's kind of like recognized. He's like, all right, well, this is weird. I gotta figure out what is Mr. Freeze doing? Like, what is going on? And the final confrontation happens where, before final confrontation, meaning in this sense, Barbara gets taken, is when, you know, Dick has just graduated college. I think he's graduated college at this point. He is essentially going to take out Barbara. And unfortunately for Dick, you know, he happens to have to run across Mr. Freeze. And they're at a party, and Dick does well. I mean, it shows how capable of a fighter Dick Grayson really is. And I did appreciate that. It showed he wasn't just the helpless sidekick. Like, in the movie, they really actually gave him some accountability and be like, all right, he's capable. And it shows there's a potential for Nightwing to happen. So he takes on Mr. Freeze, and unfortunately, in the end, like, he ends up losing just because Barbara just ends up giving herself up. And, I mean, Dick Grayson's going against two polar bears that are Mr. Freeze's bodyguards, which, be honest, that would scare the crap out of me if I saw that. So Victor Freeze, or Mr. Freeze, of course, gets Barbara back. You know, Barbara's trying to fight, and she's, you know, not agreeing to it, to anything, because Mr. Freeze just doesn't want to tell her. He's just like, I'm trying to be as cold and disconnected as I possibly can. And in doing that, things just from there just start going awry. The scientist buddy that he had, you know, he's pushing more things. Now he's going to make things a little more expensive. You know, the fuel tanker ends up leaking. Batman and Robin, of course, they end up showing up. Mr. Freeze ends up injuring himself. And Barbara ends up, you know, escape, ends up getting, you know, saved by them. Now, during this time, just to kind of add in a little more, you know, Bruce Wayne has been studying, you know, cryogenics to figure out who is this unknown scientist. Like, why would Victor Freeze want this guy? And it gets put together that he worked on it. And that's how, you know, Batman figures out why he got taken and what's going on. Of course, Batman and Mr. Freeze have their final fight. And, of course, it ends up where Mr. Freeze really isn't the bad guy. He's just another victim of a guy trying to just abuse his power. And he's just trying to save his wife. And, of course, Batman recognizes that. They end up saving Nora. They end up saving, you know, the little kid that was also with them. And they save Barbara. The scientist buddy that was Mr. Freeze, he was, you know, abusing him or using him for his own means to get his own money. And once he got it, he was dipping out. He ends up getting killed by, you know, falling debris on his bow as he's trying to escape. And then as Batman goes to save Mr. Freeze, you know, he just ends up falling. And of course, Mr. Freeze survives. He's not going to die that way. And from there, of course, everything kind of goes back to normal and ends with you finding out that they were able to actually perfect what the original technology was. And that one of the people that was working on, one of the scientists, was able to actually, reverse engineer what the scientist buddy that Mr. Freeze was working with had done, and was actually able to cure and do the blood transfusion safely and actually give Nora a safe life. And at the end, you find out that Victor's able to see this with a broken leg, and he sees it through a window, and it was kind of just like a send-off for the character. Now, in retrospect for the film, unfortunately, that whole film, it did not do well. It got panned, and the new Batman Adventures, if people hadn't paid attention, Mr. Freeze goes immediately back to being a bad guy and goes so far as to literally just be a head on like a robot spider's body. So he's not even really human anymore. And I mean, New Batman Adventures took him in a very different direction after that. And they pretty much just ignored Batman, Mr. Freeze, Sub-Zero. And it's kind of a shame the film kind of gets overlooked and doesn't even get acknowledged. I think for the most part, it had a very... How do I want to put this? The story was there. I think it was a good way to kind of end Mr. Freeze's story, but it wasn't necessarily needed. I think that is ultimately the issue that's going to come up from it, from Batman and Mr. Freeze Sub-Zero. Also, with it, it was an okay story. It wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't, what Batman Mask of the Phantasm is. And I think that also hurt it, because Batman Mask of the Phantasm gained a cult following after its release because it did not do well in theaters. Now, they did a good job with the soundtrack. That holds up, of course. And when I talked about earlier, the animation. The animation on the film, hands down, Blu-ray, wherever, which one you're watching, is fantastic. And it is, in a lot of ways, holds up way better than Batman Mask of the Phantasms does. And I think that's mainly due to hindsight's 2020, and they put, pump money into it. They were like, we want high quality animation that if you put it against some, current animation that's going on now, whether it's direct to DVD animated movies from DC or, even Marvel, or even just watching anime or cartoons, the animation holds up. And I think it is some of the cleanest that Batman the Animated Series ever had. And to me, it just... Like, I was watching it when I watched it the other week. It looked just completely... I was like, oh man, like I forgot how good this animation was. And I compared it to Mask of the Phantasm, and it just leaps and bounds. But like I said, hindsight's 2020. And it also had a few years after to know, like, we need to bump up what is necessary for an animated Batman film. And I guess to put it out there, unfortunately, if you compare the two, like I had said, the story just ended up being way weaker in Batman Mr. Freeze Sub-Zero. The movie was meant to really just be a tie-in to kind of transition over. And because of everything that happened with Batman and Robin, and story being subpar, and just getting delayed and delayed, of course, as crappy as it sounds, the Batman the Animated Series team, Bruce Timm and them, they unfortunately kind of had to ignore it. Which sucks, because it kind of, as I said earlier, it did kind of give Mr. Freeze a proper send-off. He had no longer a reason to be a villain, because Nora Freeze, at the end of the day, is safe. She's happy. She's healthy. He doesn't have the motivation to be a villain. He's not doing it for Nora. And that was kind of his whole character. The reason why he was a villain was because of his wife. He wasn't a villain because he wanted to be a villain. And it took the, it ended his ability for being a sympathetic character when it was done in New Batman Adventures for, or the New Adventures of Batman, to really keep him as a sympathetic villain. Now, for people who watch Batman Beyond, he came back as a sympathetic villain because I thought that was a cool idea for them to do for Mr. Freeze. I'll throw this one in there, where he got brought back and, you know, he gets cured for the most part. But unfortunately, what he went through, the technology they had, you know, it messed with him. And in the end, he reverted back and became Mr. Freeze again and became totally amped up in a whole, in a totally new way. And what I thought was a really cool episode ended up, you know, Mr. Freeze versus Blight. And of course, Blight being essentially nuclear power, a nuclear power plant, he of course would overcome ice and ended up beating Mr. Freeze. There wasn't a lot Terry McGinnis as Batman could have done, but I thought it was a cool story. And to me, I thought it ended a very interesting character that realistically could have been very viable in Batman Beyond. And I'm glad he got his one-off episode. And it, in a lot of ways, it's a sad ending for Victor Freeze. But it was also, you know, he got, you know, he got made Mr. Freeze by business, by, you know, powerful men, powerful businessmen who want to, you know, abuse their power and abuse him as a scientist. And in the end, he was killed by powerful businessmen who, or businessman who essentially had a similar issue where he no longer could be normal and just killed him off. Because at the end of the day, Mr. Freeze and him didn't, he didn't need him. And him try, Mr. Freeze thinking he could be a hero one last time just took his, cost him his life. And in the end, I think it was a good story to put in there. Now, I'm sure there's other Mr. Freeze stories, whether it's in the comics, stuff like that, that have been done for like the Batman the Animated Series and the new Batman Adventures stories. So it kind of, Mr. Freeze's story might have ended in Batman Beyond. And I'm not mad how that would have ended. I think it would have been sad, but I think it bow ties off a very heartbreaking life for him. Now, if I'm thinking in re now, I guess to close this up, do I think Batman Mr. Freeze Sub-Zero is something that every, you know, Batman the Animated Series fan should go watch? I do. I think it is a one-time watch or just something just to watch just for fun. Just because at the end of the day, it's not as bad of a movie as it really gets looked at as. The animation's clean, the story easy to follow. Now it does drag a little bit, but for the most part, it's a good movie that will, at the end of the day, it sells its purpose. And if you look at it, it's kind of like a one-off, it's perfectly fine. If you try to look at it within the continuity of Batman Animated Series and Batman Beyond and New Adventures of Batman and Justice League Unlimited, all that, it won't. It just will not fit, unfortunately, due to the fact that it got completely ignored and because how bad it did in the box office, how critically it was just not given its props the way it was. Now, like Batman: Mask of the Phantasm, it has gotten its, you know, second viewings, and some people have turned around on it. So hopefully, if you guys have your chance to go watch it, I definitely suggest checking it out and just have fun with it. You know, it's not that crazy of a movie. Story's pretty straightforward and animation, amazing. So with that being said, thank you guys for listening. As always, you guys can find me on Anchor, Podbean, wherever you listen to your podcast, as well as you guys can Find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nerd Stuff with Ian. And with that being said, you guys have a great day. Later.